Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
How are you, Vic? We're running out of sunshine, lads. It's going to get cloudy today. But still be nice for the next two or three days and still staying dry. But I think those burning hot summery kind of days are dwindling into early next week. Is your mic working over there?
Yeah, mine's
fine.
There
you go. Much better. 9 days to go until the Eurovision Song Contest.
Okay.
And there's a bit of controversy has raised its head around the inclusion of a particular nation at the moment. Yeah. There's a lot of people trying to change that situation.
Do you think they will lose quite a few viewers over that?
I don't know. I still think people will watch it.
Yeah.
But again, it's just one of those things. It's like, you know, they're coming over to sing a song. I know they're representing a nation that's at war at the moment and horrific things are happening.
Yeah.
Where that's going to go, we don't know. But I know that the head of RTE has said he's written a letter now to the Eurovision committee, but didn't state what was in it.
Okay. So we can only speculate and imagine it was that.
Yeah. 49 days to go to Glastonbury. I know a lot of people from Cork head over to that. I don't know. Nothing but respect for people that could do a 5-day music festival living in a tent.
With 250,000 people.
Is it 250? Yep. Oh, that's incredible.
It's a town.
Like, I thought Picnic was mental with 80,000 this year. They're bringing it up to 80.
Yeah.
My God.
Do you remember when Electric Picnic was about 5,000 people? It was one day. It was one day.
Yeah, it used to be one day affair. A long time ago. Today is World Ovarian Cancer Day across the world to heighten awareness about the condition that people are battling at the moment or people have passed away with. That is right across the globe. And if you celebrate your birthday today, you celebrate with... Does anybody remember the name Terry Christian?
I know him. Red Dwarf, no.
Lad, Terry Christian, lad. Proper. He's definitely
he's a Scouser.
Yeah.
Is it Red Dwarf, maybe, or...
Terry was... he was the presenter of a show called The Word.
Oh!
And Celebrity Big Brother. He was brilliant.
He was.
Really, really... Just hilariously funny, brilliant television presenter.
Yeah.
Terry is 65 today.
Oh, happy birthday, Tezza.
Where do the years go?
I know,
Tezza. Peter O'Mahony, the legend in his own underpants, has kicked off a motorway row.
Yeah.
Speaking to the Irish Examiner the other day, he kind of has rode in behind the idea that a motorway is needed between Cork and Limerick. He was talking about retiring, and he's obviously travelled up and down that road probably about 200,000 times.
Yeah, he knows the road well.
Over the 15 years, and... he had this to say about it.
Well, the Cork to Limerick Road was something I won't miss, to be honest with you. It's a torturous bit of a road. The government should really pull their thumb out and sort out that road. I can't understand it, but too late in my career now for that to be sorted.
Yeah, you should have started this campaign 15 years ago, Peter. It is it's International Student Nurse Day today across the globe. It's a day that we celebrate student nurses because student nurses become nurses.
That's right.
You're not a student, you don't become a nurse.
Hello, nurse.
Name the show for 5 points.
It's time for Animaniacs.
I don't know what you're talking about, but anyway.
No, it's Animaniacs.
I don't think so.
Lord.
There's an amazing Animaniacs joke about Prince. Look it up.
He's laughing already, so he knows it.
You can't say it on radio. I know how they got away with it in a kids' TV show.
Later on, if you get a chance, go to YouTube and go Animaniacs Prince joke.
Okay.
And,
okay, I'm going to do that.
Yeah, that's one for a little giggle for later on. How they got away with it, I don't know. But anyway, we're looking for confessions of a student nurse. You were a student nurse or you've graduated into the nurse role, we know there's 100 million stories out there of things that have happened that nobody knows about, that you got away with. Anything from turning up to work or sending a twin in on your behalf. those kind of stories.
Or things that you have witnessed or seen.
Yeah.
That would be quite unbelievable to the general public, I would say.
I asked you about half an hour ago. Here's what I got. Morning, Caroline. Hello, Caroline's online too. Good afternoon.
Good morning. A few years back during COVID, when my mum was in hospital, she had a student nurse looking after her, and she was like doing the COVID test while I was sitting there, and she got the swab, put it up her nose, the exact same side, she went to put it into my mother's mouth.
No!
And I stopped her. I was like, what are you doing? It's the same swab. And she was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Look, we all make mistakes. Very small mistake, thank God. But It is what it is.
It is, yeah. Whoa.
You see, you're under pressure, aren't you? And you're just starting out, and you want to get everything right. But you are going to make everybody makes mistakes, Casey, don't they?
Well, they do. But like, I think in the medical profession, those mistakes can be kind of lethal.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Honey, listen to this. My strangest delivery. I was a student midwife. I was dealing with a concealed pregnancy. No one in the family knew that the girl was pregnant. So the girl turned up to A&E with her mum after telling her mum that she twisted her ankle.
Right.
Right. She was actually in labour.
What?
The political party? Or...
No.
Oh, okay. Baby's on the way. Right.
The whole time I was in the delivery room, the girl was in complete denial, saying she'd still twisted her ankle. And the mother was sat next to her, crying her eyes out for the entire thing. She said it was by far the strangest and most awkward experience of my life so far.
Confessions of student nurses. 0868104106. I've had to do a bit of voice treatment on this.
Morning, lads. When I was a student nurse in my second year, I think, I was told to give this older man a bed bath. So I went along to the ward to tell him, and he literally started behaving like Kate Winslet in Titanic. Got me to fling open the privacy curtain and stripped his gown off straight away. I was mortified. To top it all off, he had a tick and kept whistling at me while I was trying to wash him. I actually hate giving bed baths since. Thanks, guys. Love the show.
Oh, my God. He was whistling at her.
Granddad was ready for some action, wasn't he?
Bath me like one of your French girls.
Listen to this. An elderly gentleman asked me for a wash bowl and a razor when I was a student nurse. I thought this was pretty weird as he didn't have any facial hair. But I gave it to him anyway. A few minutes later, I popped my head in to ask if everything was going okay. To my horror, he had one knee up to his shoulder and he was shaving the garden.
Oh, no. The old turkey's neck.
She says he just carried on and started a conversation with me like it was nothing.
I mean, you know, you gotta make sure the garden's in order, don't you?
Listen.
I have another voice note here.
Okay.
Confessions of a former student nurse.
Right.
And again, I've done a bit of disguising of the voice.
Okay.
To protect the innocent.
Good morning, lads. I don't think you'll be able to play this one, but I have to share it. When I was a student nurse in England, in A&E, God, this is really bad. What we used to do was we were on 14-hour day shifts. So whoever guessed... Oh, my God, I can't believe I'm saying this. British affected, it doesn't matter. Whoever guessed our Yankee Doodles, as we call them, would get off an hour early. So basically, throughout the day, like, if anyone came in, men, obviously... we would have to guess. And then obviously when you're going into the cubicle and stuff like that, you'd come out and, yeah, whoever guessed the right amount got off work early.
That's an awful lot of measuring.
That's a lot. Were you, like... Hold on a second.
Is that a ruler? Is that a tape measure? Is that just an eye guess?
Did you have a tape?
Is there a chart? Did you have to remember in your own brain?
There's a load of nurses playing Willy Bingo.
That's exactly what it was. Oh, lads, you're gassed. That's so funny.
Hey, feel free. Hospitals of Cork, you can play that game a little bit later on today. We were talking about scorts. Mm-hmm. Kelly, did you ever play the old camogie?
No.
No?
Well, like as in school.
Yeah.
Right. But not outside of it.
Okay. It blows my mind that we're even having this conversation,
ridiculous.
Rory.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
What difference does it make? Like, I know there's rules and there's uniforms and there's tradition and everything, but really, when it comes to the girls that are playing the game, it's about them. And it's about their comfort.
Yeah.
You were saying, Vic, earlier on that the reason that the skirts are uncomfortable is...
Well, I mean, if you're playing in a rainy match and, you know, like your outfit is getting soaked, you've got not only shorts to contend with, but then a skirt on top of that that's probably flapping against your legs as you're trying to run or play or... and as Anna Geary said there earlier, they're not particularly comfortable.
Yeah, no. Like, the only opinion that should matter is the players.
100%.
And the players want to wear shorts. If the players want to wear shorts, the players should wear shorts. And that it's that simple. And the fact that there's still discussions about it. And I have to say, massive respect and credit to both Cork and Waterford, who have come out and said, yeah, we're wearing shorts on Saturday. If you tell us to wear skirts, we're not playing the game.
Yeah.
Brilliant, they're going to walk off the pitch.
Yeah, they're just not going to play in skirts on Saturday.
We haven't had a good GAA strike since the hurlers and carts, you know, so it's, you know, it's a bit of excitement, I suppose.
Yeah, but
now, the other side of it is, and Nora has been on to me here, I believe that wearing skirts in sports should be a personal choice for each player. To show solidarity, I propose that the male players join the female athletes by wearing skirts at their next hurling match. That would make a powerful statement. Imagine if we lost to Limerick.
In skirts.
Imagine the old fellas giving out.
There's
the balls everywhere.
That's not under the ball.
The funniest comment, Kelly, I seen on Facebook yesterday. Obviously a hardcore Cork hurling fan. He still had the jersey on. Might have been wearing a sombrero as well. I don't know. Maybe he could be one of the lads. But said, was against the idea of them not wearing shorts. He wanted them to stick to tradition. Mm. Because his logic was, the next thing, the hurlers will be wearing bras.
Wow. It's a logical leap, isn't it? Yeah. You know, first thing comes into your head, the hurlers.
Because if
bras.
We allow the Camogie players to go into shorts, you'll have Hoggy in a wonder bra. I mean, that
dogs and cats living together, massive
theory. Where did you get that?
That makes, I mean, it's argument over. Yeah. Back into your skirts, lady. Thank you. You're waking up to Red FM Breakfast with KC. Vic's over there. Good morning, gang. It is 20 to 9. We were doing confessions of a student nurse earlier on, and I did say at 7:30 this morning, if you voice notice and you want me to change your voice, I will do it for you. Like, I'll do a little, you know, if you want to keep it anonymous, we still get the story, but, you know, you're obviously still working as a nurse and you want to keep yourself private. One of the voice notes that I altered, I have heard from the lady in question.
Oh.
And she's very upset with me.
Oh, is she?
That I turned her into a male baritone.
That's the disguise, though.
I had to disguise you.
What is the disguise?
So, okay, I apologise. I've redone it.
Morning, lads. When I was a student nurse in my second year, I think, I was told to give this older man a bed bath. So I went along to the ward to tell him, and he literally started behaving like Kate Winslet in Titanic. Got me to fling open the privacy curtain and stripped his gown off straight away. I was mortified. To top it all off, he had a tick and kept whistling at me while I was trying to wash him. I actually hate giving bed baths since. Thanks, guys. Love the show.
Okay, love your show too. Are you happy with that one?
You turned that person into a minion.
Oh, that's it now. Hold on. Can I make it even higher?
Okay, go on. Okay, hold on.
Morning, lads. When I was a student nurse in my second year, I think.
I have a question in here. I have another anonymous one to bring to air.
Right.
Oh, this is interesting. All right. Long story short, this is quite a long WhatsApp that I got on voice note, but I'm going to throw it out there. This fella in question has the hots for somebody in the office who's been very friendly with for about 8 or 9 months now, but doesn't know if she's single and is afraid to pop off a question to ask her out.
Okay.
How does he find out if she's single? Without having to do, well, like, I suppose stalking social media is the first one, isn't it?
Get someone else to find out for him.
Isn't that, that's it, yeah.
Absolutely.
Or ask her straight out. So what's your partner's name again? The fellow that you see?
That's too obvious.
Is it?
Yeah.
So how do you do it discreetly then?
You get someone else to find out for you. Say to one of your mates, another colleague that you're friends with.
They're just going to hang you though.
All right, well then you could just say, let's just say her name is Sarah. Mm-hmm. Sarah, what did you say the name of your boyfriend or girlfriend was again? Or boyfriend, whatever.
Okay, but how do you do that without making it look like...
Yeah, it's a bit obvious, you see. This is the problem, is it's obvious.
Yeah.
I don't know how, that's a tricky one, you know.
Where's your favourite restaurant that you and your current partner go to?
Yes. Yes.
Does that work?
Yeah, that works. That's a little bit more subtle.
Why are you asking me that question?
Although
then,
it's
say.
Weird when you say your current partner.
Yeah, yeah. The person you're currently in a relationship with. Because you're not single?
Just ask her who she likes to go horizontal jogging with. This is from Foxy Lad. Lads, just on the office love advice thing.
Yeah.
If they're chatting for that long and she hasn't mentioned a fella, there is no fella, or else there'll be no fella very soon. That's from Foxy Lad. That's a good point, though.
You're actually on the ball.
Because she would have mentioned a fella by now.
She would definitely have said, oh, myself and himself went to see or we were at or we spent the weekend.
That's office chat, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I'd say you've got a good point there, Foxy Lad.
Lad, social media stalking is the only way to find out if somebody is single is all the advice that came in here from Lee. Thank you very much,
okay,
Lee. Ask her straight out. Be a man. Ask her straight out. Going, what's the story? Are you seeing anyone at the moment?
You know, that's good advice.
Straight up. No messing.
You know, who wants to beat around the bush?
Well... no comment. Right, I'd like to say a big shout out, new business shout out for, let me see, this is Monica here. I would like to do a shout out for my best friend. He's a professional personal trainer. 7 years he was in Mallow. He's now moved to Charleville. He's trained over 1,000 people. Workouts, diets and plans. His name is Mr. M-I-S-T-E-R, Mr. Personal Trainer.
So
Michael Roach, we've been asked to give you a mention. You're one of the best in the business, apparently. But if you're up Charleville direction, Mr. Personal Training is a new Cork business that we need you to support. So good luck with that. Monica, thanks so many for your message. And there you go, Michael. Best of luck with the new business. You can win a dinner date with Roy Keane in the new Irish Guide Dogs fundraiser. They do this regularly. They give people a chance to hang out with Roy, sit around a table. They usually have 3 or 4 places up for grabs. But if you want to win that, like if you're watching them on Sky Sports or you're watching the podcast, or if you're just a super fan, you can get dinner with Roy Keane. Tickets are tenner. You can buy 6 for €50. All of the money goes to the amazing Irish Guide Dogs for the Blind up the Model Farm Road direction.
That's
again,
so good.
I heard it costs about 70 grand to train a guide dog from puppy to delivery to a person with visual needs. So they're an amazing organisation. Please support them if you can. And grab a ticket for the crack. You can get it at guidedogs.ie if you want to be part of that.
I wonder what it'd be like having dinner with Roy Keane. Would he just be telling you to eat up your vegetables?
I'd say you see the soft and chatty side to Roy.
But don't bring out
the wrong cooked steak to that lad. You're in trouble.
Love waking up in Cork. Wake up. Red FM breakfast with KC.
Red FM.
VIPs on Cork's good times. Red FM.
Hello there, what's going on?
Okay, Cheryl Tweedy. Cheryl.
No, don't do this again.
Anyway, all right. Cheryl Tweedy's been given the... It's Cheryl. Anyway, Cheryl Tweedy's been given the power to manage the estate of the late Liam Payne. Of course, she shares son Bear with Liam, who's now 8 years old. Cheryl has been named as the person who will inherit the estate. Obviously, it's Bear. It's going to Bear.
Of course.
And I think they've also revealed that music lawyer Richard Bray has been appointed as the administrator. Apparently, though, there may be nothing in the will for Liam's ex-girlfriend or girlfriend, Kay Cassidy.
Okay.
So this is the US influencer.
They weren't together that long, were they?
They were together for about a year and a half, but since
Is that will territory, is it?
Well, first of all, by the way, he didn't even have a will written.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is kind of, I suppose it just automatically goes to his son,
next to
doesn't
Ken,
it?
Yeah.
But I think she was probably hoping for some bit of something because she's been quite vocal since he has passed away and she's spoken a lot about how the pair discussed marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of things like that. But it looks like she may walk away with nothing from
that. I wonder, is there anybody out there in Cork that got an unexpected will surprise?
Yeah. Isn't there a programme on TV where they hunt people that have been left things in the will in wills that they didn't know about?
Please tell me they call it good will hunting.
I know, listen. Oh, you're in the wrong job, you are.
Oh, yes.
You work on TV. reactions continuing. Prince Harry gave an interview over the bank holiday weekend to the BBC. And there's been a massive reaction to it. I'm going to give you, first of all, just a taste of a little clip from the interview that Prince Harry gave over the weekend. Have a listen to this.
I would love reconciliation with my family. There's no point in continuing to fight anymore. As I said, life is precious. I don't know how much longer my father has. He won't speak to me because of this security stuff. But it would be nice to reconcile. In many conversations, I said, reconciliation can't come without truth. Well, I've now found out the truth. A lot of it exists out there, whether people choose to ignore it or not.
So it would be nice to have that reconciliation part now. If they don't want that, that's entirely up to them.
Now, like, if you want to, you know, reconcile with your dad, like, you know, doing it via the media is a bit weird. Would you not just bounce him a WhatsApp?
Well,
one has WhatsApp, surely. Surely there's the... Surely the king, surely the king's on WhatsApp and he's bouncing memes all over the place.
Imagine. Of himself.
Yeah. Oh, here's another sausage finger meme.
So one of the main sticking points, as Harry mentioned there, is the security issue. So basically, when Harry and Meghan come over to the UK, they want to have the same security that the royal family are entitled to.
Yeah.
And that has become a sticking point. So Piers Morgan has obviously given his opinion on the interview that Harry gave. Have a listen to what he had to say.
Let me get this straight. The royal family were racist about the skin colour of your unborn baby. And they also were so disgustingly callous that a senior member of Buckingham Palace team told you, Meghan, you couldn't get help for having suicidal thoughts. These are two unbelievable claims. I mean, shocking. An odd thing happened. Prince Harry writes his book full of incendiary claims and allegations. Do you know the two things that he didn't put in the book? The racism and the mental health stuff. It was like it never happened. So my first question would be, what happened to those claims? I think the damage those two have done to the royal family has been incalculable. The fact they were doing it as Prince Philip was dying and then the Queen was dying. The fact that King Charles has cancer now and doesn't speak to his son. I mean, all of it is horrendous. And here they are over here in California running around using their royal titles to make millions of dollars. And it's honestly, it's sickening.
Yeah,
what do you think about that?
It's good points, like,
is,
you know.
It is good points.
Yeah, like if Harry's coming over, next time he's coming over to England, he'd probably have to hire his own security.
Well, he will, and this is the sticking point.
Yeah, and he needs to hire Hulk Hogan.
Red FM Breakfast with Casey.
Let's get some money.
The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
Show me the money.
Kira, it's the last week of maternity leave. How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm very sad, but this is a great pick me up. So
I know. Yeah. Good. Yeah, you've got little Tommy at home. What age is Tommy now?
Tommy is 9 months on Monday. So
amazing.
I've had a good stint at home with him, but yeah.
It's never long enough though, Kira, is it?
Never.
Nah.
Do you know what Tommy needs now, Kira? Tommy needs a little brother to put in goal.
Oh, leave her alone.
Yeah, needs a little brother to put in goal. Because he'll be in the... You don't want Tommy to be all alone. Do you want Tommy to be all alone in the garden when he's 6 years old and he's looking around and going, oh, if only I had a little brother to put in goal for the penalty shooter. I have nobody but the birds and the bees. I'm all on my own, son. I have nobody to buy naggins for when we're 40. Please, Mammy, bring me a little big brother. A little big brother.
Oh, my God.
Ignore him, Kira. He's on a wind-up.
Kira, all in its own good time.
Absolutely.
Is Tommy number one, by the way?
Married in August.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Plenty of time. Kira, enjoy your last week of maternity leave. Let's get you €1,000 for little Tommy.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Kira, who is Homer's wife in The Simpsons?
Marge Simpson.
In the latest Paddington movie, what country is he in?
Peru.
Where would you find Big Ben?
London.
Question 4. What Irish actor plays the Penguin in the TV show The Penguin?
Colin Farrell.
Have you any idea what age Sabrina Carpenter is?
25.
Question number 6. Who did Arsenal lose to last night in the Champions League semi-final?
Oh my God, I'll be killed. My partner is an Arsenal fan.
Okay, they were a French team. That's all I can say.
PSG.
And question number 7. What is the name of this year's Opera House Panto?
Oh my God.
We're giving away tickets for it this week, all week. Go on, throw something at me.
Matilda.
Question number 8. What year was the first iPhone released?
2002.
And what's the highest grossing movie of all time? Quickly. Just out of time. Kira. Kira, you did brilliant.
You did.
You got Marge Simpson, you got Peru, you got London, Colin Farrell, Sabrina Carpenter is 25, PSG is correct.
Brilliant.
Yeah, well done. She's delighted with herself.
Surprised you.
The Opera House Panto this year is Aladdin. Yeah, it's Aladdin. 2007 for the iPhone, and the highest grossing movie of all time is, I think it's still Avatar.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, Avengers Endgame is second. Avatar is top of the pile. Listen, you still have plenty of time to come back to us before you go back to work, and we'll try and get you on another morning, Kira. In the meantime, it's a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors, so go get yourself something nice. And we'll talk to you another day, I hope.
Well done, Kira.
Brilliant. Thanks so much.
Have a great day. Take care. Bye, Tommy.
Red FM Breakfast with KC.